Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, nigga. Let's get this fucking money.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh goddamn. Get ready, get ready. Everybody get ready.
I'm already getting ready to fall out.
Hey, you got your joints?
And he's just starting. Uh-huh. And he's just starting.
Oh, I know. Time to see. Everybody go get what you're gonna smoke and let's do it. Get high on the wiki bacon.
It'll get good. We'll get regular here in a little bit.
Super strong.
Oh yeah, we got a special guest today.
What's up?
Fuck yeah.
That was our special
prize for you. There it is. Check it out.
We got a special guest, so we got her a nice little treat tonight. Welcome to the Wakey Bakey Podcast. This is episode...
Good morning. Thank you.
Eight?
Six?
No.
God, I don't know. We did six yesterday.
So this would be eight.
For sure.
We don't know what the
don't
fuck.
Don't pay attention.
You know, just stay tuned.
We don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Mario never knows what's going on.
Never.
I'm your boy, Eddie De Niro. This is my man, Super Mario.
Hey, there it is. What's up? It's me, Mario.
And we got a special guest in house tonight. Yeah. We got a lovely lady with us. You want to introduce yourself?
Go ahead.
Want me to introduce myself as Savannah or Games and Guns or shit?
Whatever you want.
It's your rodeo girl.
Yeah.
I'm Savannah. These guys is, well, neighbor, coworker.
Everything, whatever. Go ahead.
Industry chick.
Industry, yep.
Is that rude? Is that shitty?
Fellow weed slinger.
Dope dealer.
It works. It's messy.
It could.
We sell drugs together.
Legal drugs.
Legal, yeah. Get that right. We're selling it illegally.
It's not like we're out here slinging fucking crack and fucking heroin on the corner and shit now.
To the homies and shit. Nah, we don't do it like that.
Should we not talk about those things?
Oh, no.
Not at all.
Are they going to get us to off of those?
Okay, now we just got to direct them where to go. That corner or that corner.
Right? Like it's on every corner around here.
Yeah, they're on every corner.
Especially in the heart of the city, though. Down there is crazy. They come in and straight ask for it. I'm like.
Yeah, they don't care down there.
No.
So like it's that corner or that corner.
A little bit, you know, where they, when they come in, you know, the riffraff comes in, they know now what they can get away with, what they can't get away with. Okay, so, yeah, you know.
They're more sophisticated now that nowadays are crackheads, so, you know.
Are they?
Yeah, you know, they got everything nowadays. They? Yeah, they got cell phones.
Tribal police at night?
They got it all now, so don't trip. Don't worry about
it. They don't dig in trash cans no more?
Not no more, homie.
Really? I don't know about all that. This is just crazy nonsense you're talking over here. Crackheads are crackheads.
Yeah.
So you don't gotta pay a buck.
Hey, that's some good. What flavor is this then?
Super Skunk.
That's right. Hell yeah. That's a pack.
To start off with,
that's the one we got.
That's how we roll,
that's
girl.
That's how we roll, homie. Big pack. We had one yesterday, right?
When you come here, the wakey bakey.
We're gonna get wakey bakey.
Yeah, you're gonna get wakey bakey.
Yeah, you are. And we got as matter of fact,
been wakey for
here.
Hours, but you're still gonna get wakey bakey.
This is another motivator. Wakey. We're gonna just rip up motivators with wax and weed.
That's fuck another thing with this fucker. You gotta watch out because he'll start them up constantly.
That's how we do it. We here.
I try to talk for a little bit. I can see out of the corner of my eye. This shit's already all fucking going up in flames. So you're officially our first guest. You're breaking our little cherry here.
Oh yeah, she's popping our cherry. Nice. That's so cool.
I got my first speeding ticket the other night.
Okay, cool.
And that's
where?
Exactly what the officer... Over off of fucking Sahara. So tell me why I hit the only spot that's at a 35, apparently. But he's like, yeah, it's just changed, so keep up. And I'm like, that sucks. And he goes, oh, I am your first speeding ticket. I'm glad that I could be your first. And he walks away. And I was like, oh.
Damn. That is funny.
Cop trying to get a little nightstick action going there, huh?
Mr. Officer. Woo.
Down here auditioning for Pretty Lady Night.
Hell yeah. Nah, you know what? And it's funny, too.
He walks away all smooth. I'm like, well, I am not that female. I will whoop you away.
Yeah. And it's funny because, you know what? I didn't believe it, but my uncle used to always tell me there was a place, I think it was over there like on Rainbow and Charleston too, where they would call it speed traps.
Yeah.
You know what
they
I mean?
They set that shit up on
your ass. It's on purpose now.
Yeah, now they do them on purpose to get, so you guys gotta be careful out there with those speed traps out there, you know, be careful.
That's how it is
You know
in
what
Texas.
I mean? All of a sudden it says 25, then it goes to like 35 and less than a beat.
Fucking dirty pool.
Exactly.
Care you are. It's dirty pool.
Yeah, that's a dirty way to get you, you know what I mean? They're lying to us and shit, so be careful out there with those dirty traps, I mean.
Well, they set up checkpoints in Austin.
Okay.
So basically, when you're leaving downtown or whatever, they fucking set it up where you have to go. Everybody goes through a checkpoint. They roll down the window. You have to show them your ID and talk to them for a second, and they can determine if you're fucked up or not. They try to do it around the fucking the little Capitol building right there in Austin. And they were like, all the fucking congressmen and shit, right? Fuck you. That shit's not happening.
They caught me twice on Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo twice. I wasn't even drinking. Like, I'm lucky that I wasn't drinking. You got
caught on Cinco de Mayo twice?
Yeah.
Go the fuck home, girl. Shit.
I was trying to go home.
Cinco de Mayo. We love Cinco de Mayo. Hell yeah. That's
us. I was trying to go home and drink. But no.
Tequila.
They're like, okay, sobriety test twice. I was like, really? Twice. I can show you the last... Okay, here we go. Went through it twice. Cool. Haven't had a drink. I was just pissed by the time I got popped second time. He's like, oh, no, you were doing 55 to 35. I was like, that's not possible. Y'all are making up these numbers. All right, I am about to argue with the cop and go to jail tonight. I'm being sober in the holding tank. I'm straight on that one.
It'll happen, too. I had a friend of mine that she had one beer with dinner, and he asked her. She was like, I only had one beer. And he goes, okay, take a breathalyzer. She did. It was a 0.05 or whatever, 0.5, whatever the fuck it is.
It was enough. And argued with the cop.
It's supposed to be, it's 0.08 or 0.8, whatever. I think it's 0.08.
Yep.
So she blew 0.05. They still arrested her. And she's like over there going, why the fuck are you putting the handcuffs on me? And he was like, because I feel like you're under the influence.
Wow.
See, so just because if I smell it on you, you can go to jail.
So tell me why I got pulled over for, I got pulled out of the car for the sobriety test as soon as they spotted my fucking green new lube dispensary bag. Ooh. I was like, it's empty though. So and he's like, why do you have it on you? I was like, because they charge you a buck for sure.
So that's a good subject we should talk about. So then what do? We keep those dispensary bags? Let the world know. Do we keep them in our car? What do we do with the dispensaries? Let us know.
I keep a couple in the car.
I always keep a couple in the car.
You know what? One fucking time I got pulled over at 2 o'clock in the morning and I was fucking blasted. All of a sudden it's like, them pigs fucking just snuck up on my ass out of nowhere. The fucking cherries and berries go off, and it was fucking on. Like I was sitting at the fucking intersection at the light, you know, like in the turning lane.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'm yelling out the window, do you want me to turn and pull over there? Do you just want me to stay here? Next thing I know, they were just like up on me and shit. And fucking, they were questioning the fuck out of everything. And I'll be goddamn, they asked for the insurance. I go for the little glove compartment as soon as I did. It's like they were fucking, you know how the little snakes with the fucking spring, they're spring loaded? The new bags were like that. Boing. They shot out all over the fucking thing. And I'm just sitting there like, oh my God. So fucked right now. This motherfucker's going to rape me. Yeah, I'm getting raped for
no
sure.
No condom, no Vaseline.
Yeah, nothing. Just straight. Nothing, straight. Just straight raw dog. God damn.
No,
but he didn't even say anything.
And you know what? Those are the fun ones.
You know what they kept asking me about though? How many times have you been arrested for domestic violence?
Wow.
And I was like, I've never been arrested. Damn. And they're like, no, bullshit. How many times have you gone to jail here? And I was like, I've never gone to jail here. And I gave him my ID and he came back and he was like, you've never even gotten a speeding ticket here. I was like, that's what I'm trying to tell you, buddy.
They're
quicker. I guess because
you look like a white boy. White beater. You look like a white boy.
They say if you're from Texas, you beat your women, I guess. They heard the fucking, they heard the talk and fucking, oh, that motherfucker's from Texas. He's got to slap his woman around.
What happened was,
The way my bank account is set up is.
Yeah, they couldn't believe that, though. They were completely shocked.
Okay, see?
That's how it goes, though, right?
Man, we are a good guy, so
I mean...
To an extent.
Don't let the tattoos fool you.
Yeah, let the tattoos fool you.
I don't like fucking pigs.
Got an authority figure thing, it's just off top. You could be the best guy ever, but I still don't like cops.
That's true.
I'm squeaky clean, but guess what? I still keep all my shit locked. Yep. Get a warrant for it.
You know, they put me over.
There's nothing in there, but you still got to get a warrant.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to watch you.
I'm a respectful motherfucker because I don't want to deal with no bullshit, but I still hate those son of a bitches.
Oh, yeah. You know what the fun thing is, too? The other day too, there was a you know the one where they had the pedestrians walk across. It was the cop. It was Northtown right there. It was like a cop. Like he looked all dirty, like a bum and shit. And he was walking by, and if we didn't let the pedestrian walk, he would pull you over though.
Yeah,
so they have those too.
Damn.
Yeah, you know, the good thing I stopped for not let the pedestrian walk because I looked over and he already had like three people pulled over. So I was like, yeah, these motherfuckers ain't playing. So.
That's ridiculous. Yeah,
these fuckers, they do little traps like that.
Well,
so everybody be careful out there.
That's what they were trying to do outside of Nolo, too.
Yeah, everybody got to be careful.
They did one down by, off, is it Las Vegas or Maine right there?
Exactly.
Where the, it's Las Vegas, where Jerry's Nugget.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they were fucking racking people up, man.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah,
because
Northtown can't sit right there.
Exactly. Northtown sits right there, and they just wait for people. Yep. They fish all day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were doing that
one
day.
And the Metro gets to do whatever they want anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, look at that. See, it takes good for three. Yeah,
ooh,
look at that.
Yeah,
ooh, that was
perfect
a skunk
for three
one.
People.
Oh, it's perfect for three people. We got fucked up.
We got this one, and then we still got.
Oh, yeah, you sparked
this bad boy. How you doing over there, champ?
Yeah, how you feeling, champ?
Straight.
All right, cool. Hell yeah.
shit, there this is a normal session. Perfect. That one was on a
yeah.
10.
Yeah, there it is.
A little bit mighty.
This night is the super skunk. And last night it was head cheese. Both pack was both excellent. Real nice.
Oh.
Yeah. The head
Hilarious?
Cheese is the bomb.
There is, yeah. We like it. Huh?
Yeah, that fucking, yeah. The head cheese was a bomb.
I'm a fan of
they
that
were
one.
Good.
I've had
but
that
I
one.
Do like this one a lot, too.
Yeah.
It smokes really good.
It does. It
I've
does.
I've only coughed a lung up a couple of times.
Okay.
That's a little one.
It happens
so,
that way.
Yeah. So how you guys doing tonight then, guys? What's up? How's everybody feeling? Good?
I'm doing pretty good.
For sure. All right, nice.
It's hot as fuck outside.
No, yeah, that's
like
what we tell you. Yeah. It's hot as hell. That that's why we tell people stay hydrated. We always tell people stay hydrated. Yep. We're in Vegas, wherever you're watching us from. You know, just stay hydrated.
Necessary.
Yeah.
Dirty dry heat.
Yep. It'll get you sweating, all that, you know, nasty shit, but, you know.
And they're trying to explain to people why the weeds dry out here, and I'm like, walk your ass outside. What are you talking about?
Right. She don't even have to walk outside.
I don't mean
true.
To be that blood tender, but
exactly.
What the fuck are you talking about right now?
You gotta be.
You're trying to grow something in the desert. You're trying to grow in a green plant in the desert. What do you think?
It's like, it's so much better in California. I was like, there's moisture in the air. Exactly.
That's true. There's a fucking beach and ocean right there. You know, you got fucking all sorts of cool
shit
going on.
We got is Lake Mead, the fucking
and that motherfucker, y'all heard about that, right? They're putting fucking people on water restrictions right now. You know, owning a house, man, fucking, you can't have gardens or grass or anything. It's gonna be rocks and fucking dirt. That's all you get.
It's gotta be that fake turf shit. Yep. It's gotta be proven to. They're gonna come around and do inspections.
Yeah, and they're
I
gonna start
to God,
finding people.
I'm
that's
gonna
fucked
shoot
up.
Somebody.
Well, I thought they still do that shit. We're like, I think Tuesday mornings, you from like 3 to 4.
No,
you can
not
no, that's just regular off top for everybody.
They changed it all up.
Yeah, damn. See, well, good thing I don't got a. Good thing my front yard is all rocks and shit. So, you know what I mean. But you know what? You're right, because my brother in law has in the back. He has grass, and you know what? To keep up with the grass is a lot. You know what I mean? It's a lot, too. So I don't know why they have grass out here, too,
especially
anyway.
Especially with the heat.
You know what I mean? But hey, and it's expensive to keep all that. Again. To keep all that grass up to Maine is expensive.
Oh,
you know
my
what I mean?
God.
To light
but
build and
put your ass over on hot turf. I fucking dare you.
Oh, yeah.
That shit is not fun.
And that grass is nice. So it's exactly. Like everything. The grass is nice. It's whatever you can. It's whatever you like.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's supposed to be the point, is what you can afford for your little patch of.
Yep. For the
paradise.
Commodity of your house and what you like in your house, you know what I mean? That's what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, this one is nice.
That's very true.
Huh. That one's
still going.
Good. Still going. Yeah, yeah.
So, yesterday, I got my shot. I smoked a fucking carbon tube.
Oh, yeah.
I sucked a fucking carbon tube.
So
you
I got
know
my
skills.
I know, right?
Yeah, so I got my shot yesterday, my second shot, the last one.
Like a golf ball through a house.
So I feel good, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Your second shot for what? Was it chlamydia?
Gonorrhea?
I'm just wondering this time, you know?
Leave Princess Peach the fuck alone, homie. I'm trying to tell you.
You get herpes and everything. I want all of it.
We sharing a
dirty,
backwood.
Dirty fucking whore. Yeah, he's a dirty fucking whore. I thought you knew. I'm sorry. You can't take him anywhere. He rubs his balls in public.
It's just like a dog.
It's true.
It is true.
It's
tell
true.
Him. Tell him, Maddie, we can't go nowhere in public,
man.
Dog.
Sometimes.
Damn.
He'll rub him on my leg.
I've only seen the light where you were employed. Fuck.
Yeah, now imagine how that. Like, yeah,
oh,
tell
10 times worse.
Tell him what we do, huh?
10 I'll times worse.
Fuck.
Hold on, I'm back in the train up here.
Yeah. He,
I like to talk
pass.
And
I'll
fucking.
I'll
hold on.
That's
fun
to bag on Mario, though. That's fun, though.
He takes forever passing the night. He takes pump passes.
I like to suck.
Yeah, ooh, that's why. See, that's why we're the best couple. I told you.
I like to suck.
And I like
no throw violations going on yet. Oh shit! Ah,
that's funny.
That is.
Yeah,
she got you.
Just another case in point of you could get hurt walking up on a conversation between me and this motherfucker.
Exactly, very hurt.
Yeah,
see,
she's.
See, but
big.
I'm so prepared for it now. That was like
not at that time.
Set the bar. So high.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. The throat violations.
It was
rough.
But like I said,
it
set the tone. It was
a
perfect.
Lot. The oh, best yeah. was that girl you were training that one day, and I kept calling you baby girl, and she thought I was talking to her, and she was getting mad as
oh,
a
yeah.
motherfucker. She didn't last very long. She was gone like that. Yeah. But I kept calling him baby girl, and fucking she just kept looking at me like, don't call me baby girl. You don't even know me.
Yeah, some people don't know how to hang
you
know, take
the
it.
The baby
you know.
Or the girl.
Right. And then, like, finally, after about 4 or 5 times of walking up and talking and leaving and coming back and talking, I finally said something, and I, like, rubbed his shoulder. And then she looked and saw, like, Oh, he wasn't even talking to me.
Exactly. Oh, my bad.
Fucking, see, the look on her face, priceless, you know, like,
damn. Oh, my God, oh, the list of the yeah, people give when we do that shit, oh, my God, it's priceless.
Yeah, once we understand y'all, like, a little, little thing, is it?
It's from working in the fucking the food industry.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's exactly what it is.
Yep.
One fucking hundred.
Yep. You know, because
there's been many times, many people since we started working together that go, how the fuck do you let him talk to you like that?
Or touch you like that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or touch you. Because in the kitchen, in the kitchen, it's kind of like football. Guys will go in there and slap their ass and they do something. Yeah. Just, you know,
it's a locker room.
Exactly. It's a locker room experience.
Yep. If you've never worked in the food service industry or been a waiter or anything,
don't get it.
Or a bartender, that's just how it is. There's a lot of violations going on right there. A lot of violations.
Maybe it's just a Vegas thing, though.
No, it's not.
It's a food industry thing.
No, it happens in Texas.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it happens in California. I worked in California. Yep.
For 8 years, I worked at fucking, I was a waiter at Chewy's.
Wow, nice.
Yeah. I only worked like, part-time gig.
And I've been, and I've worked at every kind of fast food from Church's Chicken to fucking McDonald's, man. You know? they were all.
You go to my chicken.
You know what's funny? You're always the guy slinging dice, smoking weed in the back, weren't you?
Slinging the burgers, too. Yeah. I had the burgers all day. The Burger King. I would bring them home every night and everything. Eh? Yep. No, but I used to love those little jobs.
Fucking see that.
Yeah, they were good jobs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to say that I can see that as a total waiting scene, but nah, I see the woo as the waiting scene now.
If waiting were fucking rated X.
Oh, my God, it'd be...
Waiting was pretty rated X.
Yeah, it was, I guess.
It was pretty spot on.
I don't know. I just have a feeling he would take it to the next level.
You know,
you're going to look at it. He has to. Talk about see what
people do. Be an NC-17 movie? Is that how those work?
Oh, no. Yeah.
What is it nowadays?
It's TV mature now. That's what it is now.
X-13 what? Rated X-13?
Oh, no. You're going back to the 90s now. She's all, huh? What you talking about?
He's trying to label it right so only kids can wear it.
There was NC-17 for a while. Basic Instinct. You heard of that movie? Sharon Stone?
Yeah.
She showed the beeve in there. She showed the beeve and fucking.
Wait, that's when she crossed her legs all sexy and all that. That was tight. Best scene ever, man.
That was supposed to be rated X because of that.
Highlight reel. Yeah. Here we go.
As a matter of fact, highlight. Put it on so we can see it.
God damn. Fucking legs crossing.
Later, we're going to put that in for you guys. Eddie crossing his legs.
Right? That would be fucking hilarious.
That would be beautiful.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Just chop it right in.
Oh, fucking everybody. Want to see something? Yeah. You're going to fucking get a real fucking. This is going to be a fucking image burner right here. You're never going to forget this shit.
Or hey, we get you getting out the car with no panties on like the Britney Spears.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, no.
There's this fucking one song, Philip Morris, the song starts out, my rap's ugly like Britney Spears' pussy. Oh, and the dude's fucking got this fucking sandwich, like a loose meat sandwich, and he's all waving in front of the camera, taking a bite out of it and shit.
No.
Fucking hilarious.
No.
Poor Brit.
It's funny, because I love pastrami sandwiches. Today I had one for lunch.
Oh, see.
How the hell are you talking about food after?
No, we know exactly where your fucking mind's at now, you dirty bitch. God damn.
Boy, I love pastrami sandwiches, boy.
Just fucking slid right into that one, didn't you?
Here we go.
See, I told you when you said at the beginning, what did I get into? It's very much true. What did you get into?
I should have came on this show,
right?
But see, now we're gonna go ahead.
We'll ruin the whole reputation right there.
Now we're gonna pop our cherry all together with the passion, right?
Oh shit!
There it is. Which we got the Ghost Train. Oh, show them what's up.
Yeah, I think that's the Ghost Train Haze.
Oh yeah, that's the good. Check it out. For all them honey badger people that like wax and all that, boom, we're going to hit it right now.
Out.
Oh, and he turned it on.
There you go.
And I sucked that motherfucker right.
God damn.
Life.
Just my beep, 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 beep.
There he goes.
That's nice. I know you like that.
I do like it.
Gets you aroused over there, huh?
It does, homie. Hell yeah. It does. It does. I love it.
You know? I love these little packages. That was a genius idea.
Yeah,
I question it, but it's cool. It's cool.
They got the little thing from that. What is that, like from a liquor bottle? The one that's
on top? Oh, yeah. I got you. Yep, I got you. That's a good one.
Oh yeah, that is
that's a good kind.
Yep. So what kind of flower? Oh, you got the, oh, and you got the ghost train wax, and you got the ghost train flower. Yeah, beautiful, matching it up. You know, it's special occasion. To keep first guest.
Awake. You see that shit?
The ghost train. Hey, it's the wakey bakey. Huh. God damn it.
Oh yeah, it's the wakey bakey.
Dude, we got enough to put you down in other ways.
Hell yeah, and we got.
I'm sure that fucking that right there was probably a sativa.
Oh hell yeah! Plus we got our guest Savannah in the house. So hell yeah, you know what I mean.
Lord. Yeah. So you've been doing it in the weed industry.
I see it.
You got any cool things coming up?
See how high I get.
Well, I just did that live with Jerome Baker.
Yeah, I saw that.
We did. I did. I liked it. We saw it.
We got a couple things coming up with them, actually. Can't talk about it, but y'all will be seeing more of me.
Fuck, we need to go down there and hang out with him and fucking smoke weed at his place and interview him.
For real.
I need to talk to him. I haven't yet.
Fucking sweet, man.
Yeah, I love that guy. He's badass.
His bombs are fucking sick, homie.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of his work.
Go get you one. You're local.
I got two of them now. Ooh. Oh, man.
Do you? I've only got this one right here, but...
We got another one. Hopefully that later. We're trying to with more followers and we get on the show. We, you know, hopefully we give away a lot of goodies. Here, go ahead. Hit it.
Oh, shit.
Come on, it's like you, man. Oh, yeah, that's some good shit.
Ooh-wee. Hell yeah. We need a little music for this.
Yeah, there you go. See? About time. Let's do it.
He loves the music.
DJ Mario over here.
He loves the music.
I love it.
He wants to be a rap star. He's a closet rap star.
I just want the fame. You can have the rest.
I tried, but look at him over here. See when he thinks nobody's paying attention, he's spitting it. Yeah. He's M&M, you know.
Spaghetti. Meatball.
Oh, God damn it. No. That's fucking hilarious.
No. When no one watches me, I'll be singing again.
That's right. When they're paying attention, I'll be singing again.
Yeah, don't worry.
I'll be spitting my rhymes. Yeah.
My spaghetti.
Oh, fucking hell.
Money and I had that for dinner yesterday.
You had spaghetti yesterday?
Yeah, spaghetti and meatballs yesterday.
Did you spill any on your shirt? I bet you did. I know you fucking animal.
That is too hilarious.
It's true, though. Yeah, you are an animal.
Too. It just kind of happens.
It does kind of happen. Hey, I'm a fat kid. I get it.
It's accidents. You know, shit happens.
I always got fucking little crusties here and there all over my shirts. You never know. If something tastes good, shit, you might got to save a little for later.
Exactly.
That's what the beer was for, though.
Yeah. I don't know. That kind of got annoying. And this fucking heat, I don't like that fucking beard shit.
Why do I have no beard either.
The heat?
Yeah.
Because it fucking keeps going, tapping me on the shoulder and going, hey, motherfucker, I'm still here.
Yep.
No, Zane's here. Zane came for a fucking visit, and he's just chilling here. Oof. I swear to God. Fuck the heat.
Fuck this heat. Fuck this Vegas heat, but we here. I don't know what the fuck we're doing here. It's so hot here, right? What are we doing here? It's so hot.
We're practicing up for hell.
That's true. That is very, very true.
Vegas is on the way there.
Oh, yeah. Spark it up.
Do the honors.
Of course.
You got the finger.
Oh, and look. And we always talk about GOP. Look. GOP. That's their favorite. Or Eddie's favorite. Your favorite.
I love that.
Right?
What do we got here?
Everybody knows Viva La Buds. Viva La Buds.
Oh,
that's out already.
God damn, those fucking smell so good.
Yeah, it does.
Check out the numbers.
Wow, check out the numbers. Read us the numbers, Eddie. Do us the honors.
I always got to be the fucking number reader. Mario's always like, let him know what it's all about. Let him know some shit. Drop some knowledge.
Mario can't read.
No, but it's funnier when he does it. You know?
You're not supposed to tell nobody, eh?
Fuck, man.
Because everyone read it first. I thought you picked up on that. What are you talking about?
Blind as shit,
just
because
I got ADD or what is it? Dyslexic?
Dyslexic and ADD.
And I can't read.
All that shit wrapped in one.
Explain a little bit of you.
He's got it all.
It does. I got it all. Sorry,
man.
Let's see what
we're
looking
at. Oh, my God.
No. Hey, good job.
He figured it out.
I did finally.
He fucking hit the wrong one. I am so proud of you. Today is such a day of firsts. We have our first guest. He finally hits the right fucking button.
Did it all right. Every single
game. Wow. Go and place it.
This train wreck's going to be big before the end of it tonight. It's going to be huge. Hey, at least if you know it, right?
Yeah,
that's cool.
So,
goddamn. Oh, wait. What is this, 27%?
Wow.
Is that what I'm seeing on here? The fucking limonenes are like a 6. Those numbers are kind of crazy right there. I like the limonene. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
If I had to talk about a terp, that would be the one I would talk about.
Just because it keeps your ass awake.
Yep.
Well, that and you just, I don't know. It's always a fun terp.
That's true, though.
You get a good, nice, relaxing fucking high out of it.
I'll give you that one.
First thing in the morning, you smoke you a good fucking, some Island Sweet Skunk. God damn.
Oh, my God. Especially wake, first thing in the morning. Oh, my God. It gets you up, active, and everything.
Sex, first thing in the morning.
I love them.
Cam cookies. Oh, here we go.
Yep. Damn, so that means the first one was, fuck, Eddie.
Was that the Jupiter?
Yeah.
Yeah, you stupid ass. You fucking read the wrong. That's why it's funny. See, I told you. Now you understand. This is just fucking life in motion right here. This is life in motion.
You didn't know which one it was.
You're beautiful.
Thank you.
I love you, baby.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you.
See, we have to have multiple sounds for you. You can't have just fucking one.
You gotta have a couple while you know it. Because
what baby girl could only have one? Yeah,
one and one. You know that, right?
What kind of attitudes? What kind of baby girls don't got attitudes? Very true.
And you know what's even worse is two is not enough. That's why he's always pushing the wrong buttons, because he's hoping for more.
Only to you, though. Don't tell everybody.
Okay. Okay.
A spoiled ass needs that many options.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what it is.
That's true. Hey, you know, when you put it out all around town the way this one does, hey, you know.
Obviously,
one day's got to bite, no? One day I got to get a bite back.
She loves life.
I love life.
Absolutely. Let us know
if
chat number 3.
There it is. Ain't no other way to be, right?
That's the best.
That's the best of the best, baby. You already know. Hell yeah, see?
Ooh, speaking of the best of the best, you've gone 10 minutes without saying that word. Go on, say it. Go on.
Best of the best, baby.
No, the your favorite brand.
Oh, Viva La Buzz, baby. Yeah, I already said it. I already said it when I showed them that one. I was like, yeah, Viva La Buzz is Viva La Buzz. Yeah,
that's Viva La Buzz?
No, I said when I was showing them this one, I had said too. Oh, my favorite Viva La Buzz. Yeah,
see,
yeah.
See, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, of course not.
I slid it in.
There,
was he? Like he has multiple takes before the camera starts. He talks to the camera.
Of course. I'm
so I'm wondering, did this happen when we were doing this with him or no?
No. That's when he was doing it by himself.
Yep.
Yeah. So see, you didn't say it on the fucking little.
Oh, my fault.
That's all.
I showed them and everything. You know. Yeah. Yeah. Right, go ahead. You brought him for us. Show us. Do us the honors.
Do us the honors. This is the shit that I brought to offer y'all.
That's the same. That's
so nice.
That's the same. Yeah. That's so nice. We appreciate that. See, yep. Every time you come to us, we smoke.
GLP, GLP.
Probably if there's a gift to give, GOP is definitely on the top of the list.
Exactly. And if you ever, you know, come, you know, a good gift is weed. Right? So don't worry about it. You're going to get hella high. Don't you?
That's right.
Yeah.
I always like to take weed, but I always like to go with the fucking really strong shit. Wherever I go, you know, just okay. Because, like, I want, you know, it's almost a representation thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know
how to fuck the best shit.
You exactly. Know, it's kind of like who's got the biggest dick. You know what I mean?
Something like
that.
I
got the bomb of shit.
See? You never know what can come on this show.
That's right.
Never.
That's what I'm saying. We start off fucking hard. The incline is really rough, and then it levels up.
It's the downfall.
Nice fucking ride afterwards. We float to the ground.
All right, pump up passive.
Oh, yeah. Usually it's train wreck over here. I'm backing it up.
He lags with him. Hell yeah. So,
there you go, baby girl. There you go.
So tell us a little bit more about you. You know, tell us how you doing today. You good?
She's like, I can't let you in on that much.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. You high? You good? Hella high for sure. Hell
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's right.
How you feeling?
No, we
good?
Used to dab the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. Dabbing.
That's one thing that Hell yeah.
Well, later we bring out the rig and all that. We did it last time.
Yeah, we did it rough. Once it was a little rough. We need to get us like a fucking guy to come in or a girl to come in and just run the shit for us.
Oh, there you go.
A little fluffer.
Yeah.
A dab fluffer and a bong fluffer. You don't even have to get the smoke. You just have to suck it.
See why she fits in perfect?
Yeah.
I was just telling them how I was the wrong one to choose. Oh, Lord.
See?
I do miss y'all, though.
Oh, yeah, that was tough.
None of my new coworkers are really into dabs. Like, none of them are like, heavy.
Oh, really?
Like, we got a dab. We know next time we'll come in, we'll dab it out.
Flower. I was like,
you know?
Yeah. You don't know honey badger people or nothing?
Not at all. I got to teach them all how to do it all over again.
Oh, man. Man.
There it is.
Remember get when to go I first back started into the roots. Exactly.
Damn, it was the same
thing. By
the time
I left the woo, everyone was dabbing. Everyone had a badger and everyone was equipped.
Yeah.
Shit. Hell yeah.
That's,
no, but
it's kind of how it is. This motherfucker won how many? Four?
Hell yeah.
Well, he's...
I got a couple.
He's
a
good whore. He's a good whore.
He is. He sells himself in the right way.
Yeah, he does. He can talk you out of anything.
It does make you proud. It does make you proud.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank
no, it's a compliment. I mean that only in the finest of ways.
Of course. Of course. You already know. I love you guys, too. Hey, you already know.
Of course.
Huh, that is something I can honestly say. I was your boss at one point, and you did make me very proud.
See?
And when you went to Days, I legitimately wanted to kick your ass.
See?
So.
See?
It was that's how it should be.
Always leave them wanting more.
That's there it is. See? There
that's how you got to
do
it.
Do it, man. Hey, you know,
it always works good better work if you leave them wanting a little bit more.
Here's my resume.
Oh, right? Shit.
Oh, hell yeah. What's
hey, you never know who's watching something. They could be watching and fucking scoop you up to do something big. You never know, my friend.
Remember, just make it famous. Just make it famous.
Okay. No, I don't want to be all fucking preemptive and start getting all grabby. Just all snatch your shit out of your hands over here.
Let me push the button over here with the security. We'll come. Don't worry, guys. We got security.
Y'all got tribal out there, too? Yeah.
Oh, no tribal. We got no tribal. We got we got the real pigs over here.
There's no fucking pigs allowed.
Oh man,
y'all hired a few. Good job.
Hell yeah, we got.
Thank you.
Oh man, good times. You see, hell yeah. Whew, how many degrees you think it is right now as we speak?
Oh fuck.
Hopefully it's going down.
Yeah, hopefully it's going down.
But you know here, not think about it.
You know here,
not think about it exactly.
At midnight, it's gonna be 101 still.
It's still wow. Yeah.
See,
it's coming.
It's coming.
See, but if you
my
don't...
buddy, the first time he told me about that shit, I was like, "There's no fucking way." Oh, he was fucking right for sure. Every fucking summer I've been here, that's how it's been.
I want to say no, but born and raised in. Yep, it's getting worse though. It wasn't this bad. It's getting worse.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sucks.
That's it, because you know where I come from, San Diego, California, where it's beautiful weather. I just came here to have fun, and then you know I ended up just staying. Damn, fuck, shit is. You know how it is, but
I know that they're trying to make school start real soon again, and I'm like, no, you might just be going over to school to start later in the year on purpose.
Yeah,
just saying.
Fuck
exactly.
That. Oh my god, that's
some good shit or what? You like that?
Yeah, I'm fucking high. That fucking hit did me in.
Yeah,
that was the one right there.
That was the one.
We still gotta finish it.
Keep smoking. Keep smoking, motherfucker.
Yeah, we smoking all night. We smoking all night, all morning.
That's right.
Yeah.
Antagonistic ass over here.
Yeah, yep.
That's how we do it.
That's how we do it. You know it.
You talk shit and then just keep going.
Yeah.
All day.
Pretty much.
Yep. Then we just ask our beliefs and shit. Whatever you believe it.
Right.
So
that's
you know,
a good way to put it though. Yeah,
that's how it is. But we appreciate everything. Hell yeah.
Right. That fucking hit got me.
Yeah.
I'm that saying did. This is gonna have to be a show, I think. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I'm feeling a little ooh.
A little good, okay.
Let's do the music.
For sure, let's ready? Do it.
All right,
ready, guys.
Next time.
Hi. Hey, love you all. Oh, stay high.
Too high.
Stay high, stay hydrated. Yeah, hell yeah.
Nice.
Shout out.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. That's how we are.
Yeah,
God damn, we smoked so fucking much there.
I do. I miss y'all though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking minute.
Well, like we were just talking about the heat, you gotta work at night.
Yep.
Live at night.
Vegas is a night.
Live at night.
Grocery yep. Shop.
Yeah. Everything gets done when the sun goes down.
Exactly.
That's what they told me when I first came here. In the summer, there'd be shit in the day. And then I figured out.
The smoking.
Except for the people that have to be.
The going out.
That sucks.
As soon as the street sucks, says one.
The Jack and the Candy.
Jack and the Candy. Fried fucking bologna. Fried bologna on the street.
Jack and the Sodas.
Just a little evil ass over here.
The Jarritos?
I don't know.
Oh, shit. I like the Topo Chico's personally.
Oh, my God. Ooh, those are my favorite.
Those are the bomb. The Topo Chico's are the shit.
The churro soup.
Churros.
Hell yeah.
I've only had a couple of those.
Really?
Yeah.
Those aren't big in Texas. Topo Chico's and tacos.
Tacos, baby, tacos.
That's where it's at right there.
That's the culture.
There it is.
That's how I got all fat and shit. That's a big thing there too. If you go at the right time of year, most definitely.
You good?
Let me hit it again.
Let him hit it. Let her hit it again.
There he is.
Yeah, come on, hit it. Come on. Yeah.
Just now with these heart problems, you never know.
Don't push it.
So some days you never know. Kick back a little bit.
Never know.
Don't push it.
So that's very true.
That's why I'm watching your ass.
It's very true.
Don't try to make a show on purpose.
Oh, god damn. Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Boom. There it is. We out. Good night. Love everybody. Peace and love.